When the Bush administration upgraded the country from code yellow to code orange last week, New York City was already at orange and had been so since September 11, 2001. But as efforts are being made to tighten security nationwide, so too measures are being ramped up even further all over the city. And as NPR's Margot Adler reports, many New Yorkers are making strategic and idiosyncratic changes in their daily lives.
There are undercover police riding the subways. The NYPD's Hazardous Materials Unit has specialists working underground. Trucks have been stopped on bridges. A suspicious white truck closed one bridge for an hour on Wednesday, and although suspicions were unfounded, constant TV updates made it seem like a deja vu of the OJ chase. Tunnels, hotels, landmarks, and Jewish religious buildings are also getting more security. You can see police with automatic weapons. And last weekend, warnings were given to the police by the department's counterterrorism unit to be on the lookout for newly shaven men with ill-fitting clothes. The heightened alert began a week ago with a joint news conference by Mayor Michael Bloomberg and New York Governor George Pataki. Here's Mayor Bloomberg.
Throughout the city, you will see popping up uniformed personnel in places you hadn't seen them before. They're constantly moved around, sometimes in response to potential threats and sometimes just to make sure that nobody can predict exactly what we're doing.
One news reporter observed if New York was on orange alert before, it now must be at tangerine. Frank Lombosco owns a coffee shop in Manhattan. He stands behind the counter.
Yeah, I'm preparing by do what the TV say, by scotch tape, duct tape, and plastic, batteries, flashlight, everything. I'm ready, just in case.
He says the coffee shop has been very quiet.
People are afraid, especially last weekend was very, very slow. And also today, a lot of people, I heard a lot of people, they're going to leave. Because this weekend is the holiday weekend, and it's the end of the holiday, the Hajj.
A woman sitting nearby tells me that her estranged husband argues with her over what to do and has left for the suburbs.
And is begging me to remove our daughter from the city.
Evangeline Morfos, a drama producer, says she is angry.
I think it's hype, and I think it's marketing the war so that Americans get behind it.
But she admits she's bought bottled water, cans of baked beans, and extra dog food. Pat Sappensley, mother of two and an architect, says she's trying to be balanced.
My husband and I even thought about purchasing little motorcycles so that we wouldn't have to sit in the line of traffic. But we've decided that's ridiculous, and we're keeping the car full of gas. And I'm ready to leave. You know, I see people standing in line to buy duct tape and plastic, and it's not going to do anything. Wind comes through the bricks in my building.
Some people say they are not riding the subway. Some have their strategies, like getting out at less popular stations, avoiding Times Square. Carol Schrager, who usually gets off at Grand Central Terminal every day, has been walking 4 miles to work. This is trivial compared to war, she says.
But I can't help but resent the fact that I'm afraid to get on the subway this week, and I take the subway every day.
At Grand Central Terminal, there are still huge crowds of subway riders and commuters, but Janice Trotman says she is being more cautious.
Check the news many, many times, even on all the way here.
Have you stocked up?
No, not yet. When I get back Monday, I think I'm going to stock up.
Yesterday, the NYPD conducted an emergency response training drill involving more than 100 officers with specialized equipment. Special sensor devices are being tested in the subway system to detect chemical and biological substances. Although Mayor Bloomberg has emphasized that there is no specific threat directed at the city, most New Yorkers greet the mayor's exhortation to go about their business normally with a cynical laugh. But Evangeline Morfo says it's a privilege to live in the center of things.
If you're looking at us, we're brave, we're strong, and we're fine.
Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.